what do you call those things in the house that, well, maybe you don't have in your house, but I do in mine. They'll hang down from the ceiling and sort of drift back and forth in the wind. Sort of a string-like thing. Not an insect, but...
You mean made from an insect?
Yeah, made by an insect.
Well,
spider web or a cobweb?
Oh,
or?
Yeah, cobweb. Cobweb, I guess you'd call most of them. Which are spider web, that biggest part of them caused them.
Yeah, I've never seen a cob make one of those.
No.
What do you call the part of a tree that you find underground?
Roots?
Excuse me?
Roots?
Uh-huh. Well, when I was a boy, they were always cobwebs. And I've talked to other people who said they're always spider webs, either inside or outside. And you mentioned some of the trees that you have around here, elm, walnut, pecan. What other ones do you have?
Well, and through the bottom here, we have the cottonwood and the some post oak and willow and poplar and sycamore, hackberry, maple tree.
Is this the kind of maple that gives
no
syrup? Did people around here plant trees for cherries?
Cherries?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's cherry trees.
Well, what would you call a group of trees out in open country or maybe up on a hill?
Well, thicket is what
Well, how about four or five large trees up there, maybe this big around?
Oh, well, we call them group and a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Is that ever called a mott?
Never heard of it.
That's a word you find down south of here, Texas, in parts of Texas, and to a certain extent over in the east, where it spread up from Texas. And we were talking about shinry yesterday. Sometimes that's called a shinry mott. Let's see, terms here for relation. The man who was here this morning was your
father-in-law.
Mm-hmm. What did you call your father?
Papa.
And your mother?
Mother.
Your grandfather?
Granddad.
Your grandmother?
Grandmother.
And your father and your mother together, you say, were your
parents. Hmm?
And if you went to see them, you say you were going to go see your
mother and papa.
A woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
And let's see, the lady I talked to at the door this morning was your
wife.
And you are her
husband.
And your children are all
girls.
Mm-hmm. So you have five. Not sons, but
daughters.